I believe you can get a cheeseburger at Funky Buddha, right? They got that bison burger. I think it's actually bison. I think I might be right on that one.
You hit it on the head. The bison wings aren't there, but the bison burger is there. I had a burger. What was that last week? I had a burger when we were there.
Yeah, didn't eat the fries. Well, a little sus.
Have you seen this midsection?
Yeah, I saw your Crowder Powder video with no shirt on underneath your apron.
His midsection is garbage.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. You want to watch college football, pro football, tomorrow night, Thursday night football, or Saturday, Sunday. Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. It is the perfect spot. They also have an awesome happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 till 6:30 p.m. $5 beers, $8 and $10 cocktails, $5 select wines, $8 premium wines, $6 to $8 bites. We know, because we had lunch there last week, everything on their menu is awesome. Mm-hmm. And everything, obviously, on the drink menu is awesome as well.
Bison meatballs.
Aronde could not get enough of those.
My God.
No injury report yet, Solana. I have not seen one for the Dolphins.
I am refreshing social media, and I have not seen one either. I have not been emailed one either.
All right. We'll keep an eye on it. Let's do headlines here. It is National Cheeseburger Day. Let's do headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
We'll start with our schedule for tonight in South Florida. The Marlins are in action. Inter-Miami is in action. The Marlins, they will host the L.A. Dodgers, game two of their three-game series. Tomorrow's an afternoon game. I believe the first pitch is like 4:40 tomorrow. Tonight, it's at 6:40, and Shohei Ohtani will be in action as well for the Dodgers.
All right.
Inter-Miami is at Atlanta United. That game is tonight. Listen to the game right here on 560 WQAM. Kickoff will be at 7:30. Coverage begins at 7 p.m.
All right. You have a play on tonight's Inter-Miami game if I was looking for a little action?
I don't, because I don't know if Messi or Suarez are playing tonight. Gotcha. Okay. I could check to see if that info has come out, but I don't believe it has yet.
All right.
That's UCL?
No. UCL is the UEFA Champions League. This is MLS.
But there's a tab on the Hard Rock Bet app that just says Florida teams.
For real?
Like, you can click on that. Yeah, it's a great tab. It's my favorite new tab that they put there, yeah.
Oh, Atlanta's the favorite.
Yeah, +130. Inter Miami +180.
Where do you have that?
Tie is +300.
Hard Rock Bet.
Well, I know Hard Rock Bet, Jimmy. I'm saying, like,
the disdain with which Solana is looking at Jimmy.
He stared into my soul.
He really did, and he wanted to rip your soul right out through your throat. I thought it was a good answer, Jimmy. I'm with you.
Yeah, it says Florida after soccer between.
Yeah, it's a Florida tab, right? Florida team. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Messi props anytime goal +110. Luis Suarez anytime goal +135. Jimmy, show Solana where he could find this, because he's having a tough time. Make sure he's got the right app open. What are you on there, Zillow? It's not on Zillow, Solana.
Go put your arm around the Hard Rock app.
Show him, Jimmy. Jimmy, show him. Jimmy, put down OnlyFans and go show Solana where
Jimmy,
he can
don't,
find
don't
the,
come
Inter
near
Miami.
Me. Don't come near
Jimmy,
me, Jimmy.
Jimmy,
don't
go come touch him.
Me. Don't come
Jimmy,
near me.
Jimmy, go touch him. Jimmy, just touch him quick.
I found it. Florida teams. All right. Florida teams.
Looks like Suarez and Messi are playing, according to the app.
I hope so.
I have no idea. I just bet $50.
On Atlanta?
No, on Miami. Inter Miami? I don't know.
All right.
Hawk's rubbed off on me, man. I just
what
like
did
action.
I do? I said I asked Solana if he has a play on the game.
Hawk, I just like action now. I got bad this year.
I'm with that.
Normally, I would ask this question off the air, but we have a few moments here. Heat Media Day is coming up, and I was just asked what players I would like to put on my list to interview for this year. Thought it'd be a fun exercise.
The guy on Plan 10.
He's not on the team anymore.
Sector 10.
I met Khalil Ware and the little white guy at the Buffalo Bills game.
Pella Larson?
They came and ate at the restaurant, cracked.
Really?
They were in a box right there, and I know some Heat executives, and they were there, and they were going in live, and I was like, hey, and I went to talk to them, and Khalil Ware and Pella Larson came over there and got them a damn hamburger. Khalil Ware is gigantic, like tall. He's thin as a rail. He's a big old tall human.
I said he's the next Wembanyama.
He has the size of Wembanyama. We just need to see if the skills are there. But he's huge. I hate when dudes look down on my forehead and talk to me.
Welcome to my life.
I hugged him and I dapped him up. You know, you're going for the hug and
welcome to my life.
And your cheek hits their nipple. Yeah. It's uncomfortable.
See that picture going around viral of Shaq and his lady friend?
No. Bad off?
No, it just, she's very small. He's very large.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's my life.
Shaq likes the petite women, it appears. He has a taste.
Let me see.
Nope. I'll put it up here so you can see.
She need that. She's tiny. I just pulled it up.
I think there's a story in it, though, because he says, I think that he's never met her. And she seems to have photographic proof that he has indeed met her.
Come on, Shaq. This is when old people get involved in social media that this goes down. I don't know her, but it's a picture, been online for a day. Oh, yeah, yeah. That ain't me. Shaq, there's not guys as big as you. Like,
all right, so I'm responding to this email to the Miami Heat. The guy on the Exquisite 10 contract.
Right.
And the goofy white boy that the Heat drafted with the second round pick. That's who I got?
Perfect.
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 All right.
I didn't say goofy. I said white boy.
In case anybody was wondering, the Carolina Panthers have no interest in trading first round pick Bryce Young. That's according to...
Unless you make them an offer.
Hog, it's funny. Everything on my house is for sale.
I mean, honestly, like that, it's ridiculous. They have no interest. There's no interest in him.
Yes.
So what are they going to say? Oh, yeah, we'll field offers. That would go well in the locker room and with Bryce Young. Like, trust me. Trust me. Call them with a good offer. See how quickly he's in a carry-on on the way to your city.
Literally, everybody that's listening, everything in their house is on sale if the price is right. My grandma's urn. No, that's my grandma. I'll give you $10,000. Yeah, grandma. I'm going to holler at you, though. You know, we love you to death.
$10K? You'd get rid of grandma's ashes?
Man, I'd get rid of grandma. $18.
$10K, huh?
$10 racks?
Come on. Grandma?
What is grandma doing for me? I don't have urns. You have urns?
No, I don't have an urn. Everybody's in their original
in their box.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do urns. I'm not a
I'm not a. I mean, you know, I don't like fire anyway.
But just to have remains in my house, I don't. Yeah. I'm not.
Not for me.
Yeah. I told you when I die, I do want to be cremated, but then I want to be mixed in the cement and dropped over my favorite fishing spot out in the Atlantic.
Mm. Okay.
So my kids can catch fish off of Grandpa's remains for the rest of eternity of Crowders. I think this is a genius move. You've pushed back in the past.
Let's just say I'm going to be leery every time I shake the Crowder powder on something if you do indeed want to be cremated.
Get cremated, get mixed up in cement and dropped onto a wreck, and forever your family can go fish on Channing the Second's wreck and catch fish off of it. I'm supplying my seventh generation with fish off of a wreck I'm by. Because that's me. This genius. People got to steal this idea.
Okay.
Me and you, Hawk. Let's go. Let's both get put on the same wreck.
So let me get this straight.
I don't want to go fishing with you while I'm alive. I certainly don't want to spend eternity fishing with you.
Me and Hawk laid up on each other for a million years.
Can you imagine? What a worse hell.
Hey, man, how you feeling?
It could have been Zaslow.
.30-59. Hey, Hawk, how you feel about putt-putt?
If you didn't want to be laid outside a Pearl Jam concert, good thing it wasn't Zaslow.
I think it's in my death wish, whatever you do, the will and testament. That's what I'm going to do that.
Huh. All right.
So when you die, let me get this straight.
Yep.
When you pass away,
I'm going to be cremated.
You want to be turned into a coral reef?
I'm going to get turned into like a cement block and dropped on top of my favorite fishing hole, which is a reef.
How about they just spread the ashes over the reef, and now the reef is blackened?
Now, the fish will only be delicious for a day or two. I want to bless the reef.
You had to have been listening to the show earlier to really understand the depth of that joke. If you weren't, I apologize.
I'm Channing the Second. My son's the Third. The ocean's not going anywhere. Channing the 15th can fish over me in 1,000 years. That's deep.
Someone says via tech, Shaq is nuts over her.
That little itty bitty, that little Mighty Mouse.
All right. Do you have anything else? Jimmy.
Today was Florida Panthers media day. First preseason game is this Sunday. And Tyler Huntley is going to wear number 18 for the Miami Dolphins. This is excellent reporting by Joe Shad of the Palm Beach Post. In his most recent article, you can find it at thepalmbeachpost.com, he asked Tyler Snoop Huntley if he prefers to be called Tyler or Snoop. Quote,
"Fair. Good question.
My mama would prefer Tyler, but you know, everybody tends to call me Snoop. So you can call me Snoop." So he's Snoop Huntley. And then he asked him, has he ever met Snoop Dogg, who he allegedly once looked like? Quote, "Yeah, definitely. I met him at the Pro Bowl, and then I met him last year when we went out to the LA, when we went out to LA for a game." Well, there you go.
I like a Pro Bowl drop there. That's like Vic Bermudez putting his Emmys behind him for every casual picture.
Mama call him Tyler. I'ma call him Tyler.
Did you see Vic by any chance at the Dolphins game? I wasn't sure
if you did.
I wasn't sure if you did or not.
I did see Vic.
Are you saying that the subtle video of Victor just running in by happenstance to Crowder was staged to Solana? Is that what you're suggesting?
No, I just wasn't sure if you had run into him by happenstance at the game. I wasn't sure.
Did see Vic. You still hate Vic all these years. Solana, you made it. You don't have to hate Vic anymore.
I don't hate Vic at all. I love Vic.
Solana, you are Aaron Rodgers. He's Brett Favre. Like, just be Aaron Rodgers. Don't hate him.
I consider him a mentor. I don't hate him. I'm a big fan.
You hate him.
Chase Daniel has suggested a trade here on, I think this is FS1. Rams get Bryce Young. The Dolphins get Matthew Stafford. And the Panthers get the Dolphins second and the Rams third round picks. I'd give up a second for Matthew Stafford.
I'm down with that. Matthew Stafford, what he was doing with Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua, whatever the boy's name is.
Puka Nacua, you got it.
Now we got Tyreek and Waddle. Stafford can still play. I think that's wizard dust. There's no way that all three teams will go for that.
I don't know, man. Like, the Rams might do Matthew Stafford a solid. That team is, they've kicked the bucket. I mean, they're literally banged up. They won their Super Bowl already. Let him go find success final season or two on another team. Dolphins get their Super Bowl winning veteran quarterback.
So in this scenario, Sean McVay decides to have who at quarterback?
Oh, they rebuild.
Bryce Young.
I don't.
They get Bryce Young.
With no weapons.
He's got no weapons where he is now. He's got no weapons for Matthew Stafford. At least you get a young quarterback, potentially a quarterback of the future if you can surround him with pieces. I've always said Bryce Young's got some potential. All you have to do is surround him with some pieces.
Oh, Dolphin side, I love it. Matt Stafford's our quarterback. Okay, but I don't. The other two teams, I don't think they'd go for that.
I mean, if you're the Rams, aren't you starting to prepare for life after Matthew Stafford?
Yes, but it's not now. I don't think Sean McVay can do that. I don't think Sean McVay can just say, "Oh yeah, Sean McVay." I've met him. I've talked. I've had dinner with him. He's not a like punt on the season guy. He got a little energy to him.
All right.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm naked right now.
All right. And moving on.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. And we had a fun National Cheeseburger Day. They talking about the Dolphins and had Solana's dad on and Rob Pizzola. You heard Zach Gelb in the last segment. I mean, we had ourselves a day. And tomorrow, Thursday, Gino Toretta joins us on Thursdays. Don Bailey Jr. joins us on Thursdays. I mean, we're getting at it. And it's going to be Friday before you know it. Then it's going to be a Canes game on Saturday, which you'll hear on this radio station. And then we'll finally get to this Dolphins-Seahawks game. We'll be able to make some sort of knowledgeable opinion on Skylar Thompson.
I'm not more interested in a game in a long time for the Dolphins than Sunday.
Right? I mean, just for an interest level, like there's a lot that can come from this game on Sunday. Yes. It can be fire Chris Greer, get rid of Skylar Thompson, or it can be the opposite. Look at how well they were prepared in the eventuality that Tua was unavailable. Like, could be any of those things.
You said it. He's been around 3 years. He won the job 3 years in a row. They got rid of Mike White for Skyler. Like, this
ball
is your guy.
Yeah,
you
ball
drafted
out.
Him. I want him to go for 303 touchdowns. I'm not going to lie.
Let's go, Skyler. Let's go. Anyway, tonight on this radio station, you're going to have Hurricane Rewind, and then you're going to get some Inter-Miami soccer right here on 560 QAM. I talk about Atlantic Men's Clinic on this show all the time. Please know I really am a believer. I go to the Boca location. My suggestion to you, you're getting older. You're feeling sluggish, not like you used to feel when you were younger. It might be low testosterone. And if you're like many men who are low T, within just a few weeks, you can start to feel your energy return and the brain fog go away and your sleep improves and your sex drive will be back. You know, as guys get older, you have a greater chance of suffering from low testosterone. Low T can cause a host of problems. And most guys will just say, I'm getting older. That's what happens. But you can treat it. So if you're feeling like that, treat that low T. You can do it easily at Atlantic Men's Clinic. They are the experts in treating low testosterone and other men's sexual health conditions. Go to AtlanticMensClinic.com. Take the low T quiz. Takes a couple of minutes. Schedule a consultation if you want to learn more. And then imagine more energy and better workouts and no brain fog and your sex drive is back. Atlantic Men's Clinic, serving South Florida since 2020. They have successfully treated thousands of men. Six locations in South Florida to serve you. Call them 877-455-7300, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. Make sure you're listening tomorrow. Another chance to win Motley Crue tickets on this very show. Everybody have a great and safe Wednesday night. Go Marlins. Go Inter Miami. We will speak with you mañana.
Got some blackening season for you, Hawk.
Ass.